Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to go back to some stuff that was said by Ryan Poles, which we played in the last segment. We appreciate you hanging with us. That's a hang with them. By the way, we still have stuff that we need to give away before we are done, including tickets to see Chris DeStefano. You know what? Damn it, let's do it right now.
Let me tell you something, folks. If you ever thought that it was over for white people, think again, okay? They just picked a White Sox fan to be the Pope. That's what it is.
Well, there's a lot of dispute about the whiteness of that guy. A lot of disputes. And you didn't know that?
I did not.
Yeah, the Pope Bob is of Haitian descent.
Ah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Anyway, Chris DeStefano, who did we go see for Campy's? For Campy's bachelor party, and DeStefano,
Tom Segura,
DeStefano opened for him, and he was hilarious.
He killed it, yeah.
Yeah, he was really, really good. So go see him at the Chicago Theater on Friday, September 5th. If you're the sixth caller, it's provided by Live Nation. Okay, when Ryan Poles says you have to stay true to competition, I appreciate that you're not necessarily allowing draft status to determine who belongs on the roster if things are playing better. But I do wonder, if you're him, do you do any soul searching about your evaluation process when it comes to picking some of these players?
I certainly hope so. You know, the variety of players, of early round picks, mid round picks that just haven't been slam dunks. I mean, it's been, what, four drafts now for Ryan Poles, correct? And, you know, there's not a lot of names that just come to mind and say, all right, that was a Poles pick that just seems obviously destined for stardom here. And you would certainly like through four drafts to have a few different guys that you can point to. There's some who are still early enough in their development where you can point to them and say we're still hopeful about that, or there's a lot of potential there. But Colston Loveland, he seems to be a really gifted player for a tight end. We've never seen him play in a regular season football game, so there's a lot to be hopeful about with him, but we don't know that. Darnell Wright is in year three. He's certainly not a star yet, but he seems to be a guy with potential to head in that direction. And of course, the quarterback is one in year two that we're all very hopeful about the direction these things go, but there's not a lot of tangible evidence from draft capital on this roster where you look at it and say, yeah, Braxton Jones is a fifth-round pick. Starting as many games as he started is impressive. He's not a star as a left tackle. He's not one of the best in the business in doing that. So you got really good value out of that. But what we've seen from Ryan Poles in the draft so far does merit continued evaluation of the process they go through in evaluating the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the trajectory that these players can be, you know, sort of projected as once they join up with the Chicago Bears, because you would like to have seen more success in that regard by now.
when he mentions what we've known that Ben Johnson is doing with Caleb, I'd love to lean on your experience a little bit here, Big Ant. The concept of loading Caleb up with information, the idea, like throwing everything at him. When you hear him describe it that way, what do you think that means?
It means that not only the playbook, but the lack of training wheels within tasking him with implementing it. You know, the practice that you and I were at together and just being out there talking and comparing what the starters were doing with none of us have any doubt that Tyson Bagent isn't capable of handling a volume of a playbook in his own right. But watching what the starters were doing versus what the twos and the threes, it was pretty obvious to me the first-team offense had a lot more in, and they were doing a lot more with motions and shifts and adjustments versus when Tyson Bagent in the twos and Case Keenum in the threes and other guys would get out there. And so they've wanted to go about this evaluation of the quarterback in really overwhelming him to a certain extent, it seems, with how much they can ask him to do and kind of taking the full off season to start to pare it down. And even Caleb referenced it recently with everybody over there at Hallis Hall talking to the collective media about now he's getting the chance to work through that second time through with some of the formations and the terminologies and third time through. And now that comfort that you hope he develops will get there. I mean, who knows for sure, but it might have even been something with that first snap of the game the other night. What I love about the starters being in that game, about Caleb being in that game, is he might have already done that exact play 100 other times with Olamide Zaccheaus on the practice field. But game speed is different. Mm-hmm. So whether it was Caleb being a little bit slow by comparison to when he's normally snapped that play, if it's timed up well and been successful in practice, or maybe Olamide Zaccheaus was just screaming across the formation faster than Caleb's ever seen him run because it's the first time they've done it in game action. And the hope is that all of those things, all those moments end up mattering, end up compiling themselves into something that's far more cohesive than anything we've seen from a Bears offense in recent years.
I also think it's kind of interesting too, and this is you know a reporter's thought about it, the 30,000 foot view on it. I also wonder if we will see a better Caleb because you go from entire playbook to game plan. Right. And that lessens the volume that he has to be ready for getting ready for Brian Flores and the Vikings.
And the preparation that's specific to this game and this matchup, then that will allow him to just rep it over and over again. And there'll be plenty of time, you know, well over a week between now and that opening game to start to get as familiar with not only what the formations and personnel and mechanics are of the plays that Ben Johnson is implementing for that game plan, but then how it needs to be implemented against that Brian Flores defense, because Caleb's specialty is the improvisation, but the precision that Ben Johnson, that Declan Doyle, that this Bears offensive staff are trying to sort of force feed him, that's going to have to be married between the two. And there's a reason that Aaron Rodgers is one of his favorite quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers went through a very similar process early in his career as well. Now, he got to sit and watch for multiple seasons before even getting on the field. But then once he got onto the field, he is also this guy that's got a lot of improvisational skills. But you think back to the early time when Aaron became a starter in Green Bay, Mike McCarthy was constantly complaining about the amount of sacks that his quarterback was taking back then. And we saw Aaron Rodgers kind of mature beyond that and get the precision of the position down at a much higher level when he very early on was a guy, just like his predecessor Brett Favre, who specialized more in the improvisation at the position. Ben Johnson's got to make sure he helps meld the two together and get Caleb in line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.